Now, will you take on the 2.6 challenge for RNIB? The 2.6 challenge is hoping to keep the marathon spirit alive and raise vital donations. Thousands of charities are getting involved with the aim of raising £67 million, the amount of money which would have been raised by the London Marathon. It's really easy and open to everyone. All you need to do is pick a challenge that involves the number 2.6 or 26. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Lizzie. Why did you come up with this challenge?
So I've decided to take on the 2.6 challenge because I was originally due to run the London Marathon with my guide runner, Claire. And I was very sadly diagnosed with a really aggressive form of breast cancer back in February. And so things just went on hold for a while. I'm currently undergoing chemotherapy. I've just recently had cycle 4, and I decided it would be a really good idea, or crazy idea, to try and attempt the marathon distance of 26.2 miles between chemo cycles. So there's 21 days between chemo cycles. And I'm already 2 days into my challenge and I've got almost 10 miles in the bag already. So I'm well on the way to completing it. And I posted about my challenge on social media, and already we've raised, just in 2 days, actually, we've raised over £1,100, which is absolutely amazing. I've been doing some like virtual walks on my treadmill to keep me going with guide runners that I normally run with. So we connect by WhatsApp or FaceTime or another videoing mechanism. And it's really, really helped keep me going through my chemo. And the other day when I was on the treadmill, I just thought, why don't I just do this for the 2.6 challenge? And I posted about it on the RNIB London Marathon page. And that's when they contacted me to find out more about what I was going to do for the 2.6 challenge. And that's where it all started, really.
Fantastic. And can I ask, Lizzie, were you still planning on running the marathon despite going through chemo?
No, they basically said I couldn't do it because I wouldn't be well enough.
So you had inquired.
Yeah, but I've deferred to next year, and I'm determined to kick this cancer into touch, and I'm determined that I'll be there for the RNIB to do the marathon next year. And actually, it's really good for me because it helps to keep me active and helps to inspire others. And I just, that's all I want to really do, is to help people and to help people stay connected, really.
And how have you been coping yourself, Lizzie, with the lockdown?
I've really struggled during the lockdown. I started my chemotherapy just before the lockdown began. So I had a little bit of time to see people before, but then the lockdown started and I just found myself getting really lonely and depressed and really struggling. So I started walking on the treadmill, and a couple of my guide runner friends reached out to me to say, shall we do it virtually with you on the treadmill? And that's helped massively, being connected to them, because they go outside, they can go outside for their daily exercise. We just connect through video apps and things, and they describe what they're seeing to me, and we take, you know, we just have a really nice time.
What is your sight loss condition, Lizzie?
So I have glaucoma, and unfortunately it sort of progressed a few years ago. I've had several lots of surgeries to both eyes, so something called trabeculectomies, I've had two lots of those, and I've also had cataract surgery. Unfortunately, about 5 or 6 years ago now, coming up for 6 years actually, one of the operations that I had to have to help reduce the pressure, it didn't go quite according to plan. So I have very, very little vision in the right eye. I can only really see blur out of the right eye. And I've only got a very small central field of vision in the left eye and can only just see a very few, just a very short distance in front of me. So it's quite extensive sight loss, but it doesn't stop me doing anything.
Your determination certainly shines through. So how can people get involved?
Well, to take up the challenge, all you have to do is to sign up to do anything to do with 2.6, really. So you could walk 2.6 miles on your treadmill. You could walk 2.6 miles around your garden. You could walk 2.6 kilometres. You could bake 26 cakes. You could do 26 star jumps. You could put on 26 different fancy dress costumes and take pictures of yourself and post them. Anything to help the charities, but particularly the RNIB. It's a charity very, very close to my heart. They've been a big support to me throughout my sight loss journey. But yeah, anything to do with the number 26, really.
So that is the challenge. And how do you take part? What do you do?
So number one, you need to dream up your own challenge. That could be anything to do with 2.6 or 26. Number two, set up your fundraising page via the 2.6challenge.justgiving.com. Number three, ask friends and family to sponsor you. Number four, complete the challenge either on or after the 26th of April. Number five, share a photo or video on social media using the hashtag 2.6challenge. And don't forget to tag in at RNIB. You can find out more by searching the RNIB website by using 2.6challenge, and that'll give you the details of how to sign up. It's really, really fun challenge to do. And if I can do it, anyone can do it.
I think 2.6 press-ups would be more my level.
Oh, no press-ups for me.
Well, Lizzie, good luck with the rest of the challenge. And thanks for sharing your inspiring story with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for talking to me. Thank you.